This message is brought to you by the 2010 Quality Measurement NDT and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The conferences will take place March 22nd to 25th in Orlando, Florida. For a limited time, full-page registrants receive a free flip video with registration. Visit qualitymagconference.com for more information. Quality's in your hands. Get tomorrow's solutions today.
Hello and welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality. Each year, Quality opens its Plant of the Year award program to manufacturing plants in the U.S. involved in making, measuring, testing, or inspecting discrete parts. Our panel of judges looks for plants that demonstrate world-class technology, equipment, services, and techniques to reduce scrap, rework, improve productivity or cycle time, and improve adherence to quality standards. The 2010 Plant of the Year award goes to Pelco Products Incorporated of Edmond, Oklahoma. The company is the largest traffic signal hardware manufacturer in North America. Michelle Bangert of Quality spoke with Mark Nash, operations manager at the company, to learn more about Pelco and what makes this manufacturer Quality's Plant of the Year recipient.
Pelco is a family-owned business that was started in 1985 by Phil Pardoon and his son, Steve. And then they're joined a year and a half later by Phil's other son, Jeff. What started out as a very small number of products that were really focused on a small part of the road construction and traffic business, that being traffic signal hardware, has now grown exponentially over the years. The primary product line for our company today is traffic signal hardware, which is essentially everything that you see at an intersection except for the traffic light itself and the controller in the cabinet over on the side of the road. We've gotten into, here in the last 8 years, into decorative lighting, which like you'd see in a downtown area doing a Main Street redevelopment type with the ornamental type street light. And then we've crossed over where we have ornamental traffic products as well, so the ornamental bases around a mast arm and pole at an intersection. And then we also have a very limited product line being utility product accessories. So in the utility industry, we're talking about special brackets, covers, different types of accessories that you might see a power company use.
So what role do operators play in quality and continuous improvement at Pelco?
It is all about the operators here at Pelco. We don't try to do anything without their involvement. We understand the importance and the role that our operators play. We started down this path about 5 years ago when we got into lean manufacturing, where you've got all the support in the world from our owners and our executive management team and upper management group as well. We rely on those operators to make everything happen. They're a part of every team when we talk about change, when we talk about quality issues. We listen to what they have to say, and our hope, our goal, is to always have them help be part of the solution, not just point out what the problem is. Everything we do, from correcting defect to layout changes to process improvement concepts, we rely on those operators to give us their two cents, if you will. It truly is an empowered company.
And what would you say overall are the biggest challenges for manufacturers today?
Ooh, probably the biggest challenges that manufacturers in the United States, and really I'd say all of North America, that we're fighting is not just the economy, but it's also how do we continue to deliver a quality product at a reasonable price. One of the big challenges that we have in the type of manufacturing that we do, steel fabrication, aluminum fabrication, a few other types of metals that we work with, is the cost of tooling. We'll spend $30,000 to $40,000 for tooling and have it made domestically and then have our parts cast or extruded here. And yet we can go overseas and that same tooling costs 10% of what we pay here. It didn't take much to see that that's a big drain on your bottom line. And then probably the second challenge I think that all manufacturers are facing today is finding the qualified and prepared workforce out there. If you can find them, sure, you can pay them for it. But today, we don't have people coming out of high school wanting to work in manufacturing. You know, if they're not planning on being an engineer, if they're not planning on being a marketing or a salesperson, or, you know, they're wanting to go through the management rank. Manufacturing is the farthest thing from most kids' minds today. It's been looked down on in a lot of parts of the country, even to the point that, you know, we talk about manufacturing is dead in the U.S., and it's not. It's still a huge piece of our economy, and our challenge is getting kids coming out of school who don't want, you know, to go to college to understand that there are good-paying jobs in manufacturing. You know, if we can turn that problem around, I think we'll fix a lot of the labor problems that we have today.
Can you tell me a little bit what's next for Pelco?
Right now in the traffic signal hardware industry, we are the largest manufacturer of that type of product. We're a small player with our ornamental lighting and our utility products, but in traffic signal hardware, we're the biggest manufacturer in North America of that type product. And every year that we can increase our throughput, every year that we can reduce our lead time, we gain market share from the competition. We're able to respond faster, more efficiently, at a better price than the competition. As a result, we continue to gain market share. And what that means is we're quickly outgrowing our facility. We've talked about the fact that we can run a second shift, a third shift. That's not the problem. We could do that today. Our problem is, where do you put the raw materials coming in the door? That is a challenge. So we're looking at either adding on to this building. We're looking at building a new facility somewhere here in the area as well, and we'll weigh both options to see what makes the most sense. In the short run, we've got to come up with a way to increase our throughput again, because we're in the middle of a strategic effort right now with our sales staff and our executive management team, and we're looking at how fast we want to grow in traffic sales and over what length of time we want to go to that next milestone. We're also talking about more than quadrupling our business in ornamental products. And to do that, it's going to be a tremendous burden on our existing facility. Our goal is to double the size of the company in the next 5 to 6 years, and possibly then double it again in another 10 years.
That concludes our QCast interview. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality. Pelco Products will be speaking at this year's Quality Measurement Conference in Orlando, March 22nd to the 25th, 2010. Sign up at qualitymagconference.com and hear Pelco talk about its world-class quality processes. For more quality podcasts, visit qualitymag.com.
This message is brought to you by the 2010 Quality Measurement, NDT, and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The conferences will take place March 22nd to 25th in Orlando, Florida. Full paid registrants receive a free flip video with registration until February 26th, 2010. Visit qualitymagconference.com for more information. Quality's in your hands. Get tomorrow's solutions today.